Hi, I'm with Michelle at the hospital in York, and Michelle is a branch officer for the Unite branch and a health worker, and she's one of many people taking industrial action this morning. Michelle, why are so many people sort of taking industrial action from a health perspective today? It can't be an easy thing to do.
It's not an easy decision to make, because obviously we're in the industry that we like to be here to help people, but the health secretary is refusing to sit round the table and discuss the 1% pay rise that, you know, that they're refusing. We've had our pay frozen 5 years. We've been told we can't afford to give you a pay rise because you're already on incremental pay. That's not a guaranteed payment. This is what he's not letting the public know, is that some people have been on top of their increments for many years now, not getting any pay rises, stuck where they are, and you know, inflation's going above them. So, you know, it's becoming hard to live on the wages that we are on.
That's right, because when you factor in inflation, it's a real term pay cut, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's a pay cut, and you know, can be quite significant on certain people's wages, especially the lower banding of people. You know, it's becoming quite difficult for them to meet ends meet, basically.
And what's morale like among health workers who've had their pay falling in the last few years?
We're quite a tough bunch. You know, we're in the job because we love the job. Obviously, we're quite worried about the privatisation, so there's that on the side of this as well. The morale is low. You know, we just want to be recognised for the job that we do. I do believe we do a really good job. Although the media do tend to make us out to be rubbish, which is quite, you know, it doesn't help towards the morale. But I do think we do rally around, especially events like this. We're all quite cheery and we try to keep the upbeat nature.
But you've had good support from the public, as the toots in the background suggest.
Absolutely. Public have been good, been really, really positive. People have come out and brought us biscuits and buns and all sorts of stuff, so it's really we really appreciate the support that we do get from the public, so it is nice to see it.
Excellent. And so if you were to give one message to Jeremy Hunt and the government ministers who are refusing to give you 1%, what would it be?
My message would be, you're sitting on your pay rise of 18% and yet you still refuse to sit around the table and talk about 1% to a National Health Service that's dueling your crown. Without the NHS service, you know, it'd be the most devastating thing that they would ever do. And we'll see what the elections bring in May, shall we? Because this is not going to be good stead for you getting re-elected.
Thank you very much, Michelle, and best of luck for us this morning.